Donald Trump is out campaigning again for other Republicans running for Congress and maybe a little for himself.
Yeah, despite the fact that the former president is not on a ballot and he is not 100% certain to seek the Republican nomination in 2024.
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben was at one of the Trump rallies in South Carolina this week. And Danielle, what are people in the audience saying?
Well, it was a Trump rally, so to some degree, I'm sure you could guess the gist of it. They deeply dislike President Joe Biden. They want Donald Trump to run in 2024, and a lot of them, most of them, incorrectly think that Trump won in 2020. They're also deeply committed. It was really cold, and people stood outside in it for 6 or 7 hours waiting for him. But more to the point here, one unique feature of this rally is that Trump brought two Republican House candidates on stage that he hopes will unseat members of their own party, incumbents. Republican Russell Fry is a candidate trying to unseat Representative Tom Rice. Trump is angry at Rice because Rice voted for impeachment after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The other candidate Trump brought up was Katie Arrington, and she's vying for Nancy Mace's seat. Mace sharply criticized Trump after January 6th also. Now, I want to play a clip. This is a woman named Shannon Reynolds I talked to. I asked her if Trump's endorsement of Arrington would affect her vote. She said no, but then she added this.
I paid attention to that. I saw what Mace did, so I would put my vote in the other direction, just like Trump.
So Trump's voters who pay attention already are taking stock of who they think isn't loyal to him.
What does the GOP establishment think about this?
Well, part of it is that Trump is adding chaos to the primary process. That's what Brendan Buck told me. He's a Republican strategist. He worked for House Speakers Paul Ryan and John Boehner. The national political parties in the past have, quite frankly, just worked really hard to protect incumbents, and Trump's tactics have blown that up. Here he is.
I also know it makes a lot of people really uncomfortable that incumbents are seen as expendable. And, of course, Donald Trump never signed up for that or thinks in those terms. He only thinks in terms of what's good for him or who slighted him.
I mean, I should add here that it's not as if there aren't people in the party who are still fighting hard for these non-Trump candidates. I've communicated with Tom Rice supporters out here who deeply dislike Trump. One told me that Republicans who don't love Trump aren't that rare, so some in that camp are pretty hopeful.
All right, midterms just a few months away. What does all of this mean for that?
I mean, part of it is simply that we're going to see how much power a Trump endorsement still carries. There's going to be an array of GOP primary races like this. And it's possible that especially in a really red state, a really red district, those endorsements will really matter. But also consider that it's March of a midterm year, when a lot of voters just aren't paying attention yet. So plenty of people at this rally hadn't heard of the people Trump was endorsing. But it's not a big leap to imagine that the fact that these people came to this memorable event, they heard these new candidates talk, it's not a leap to think those candidates will stick with them. But one other thing I want to point out is that, like you said, this was a rally that was also about Trump campaigning for Trump. So one of the big things is what we're looking for in 2024. And these voters said if Trump doesn't run, they want Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And when I asked them why, they said it's because he's like Trump. It's not about ideology. It's about style, aggressiveness, brashness. So voters, if Trump doesn't run, they want a close approximation. It shows how powerful he is.